Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96 in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We have Brock Olson joining me in studio. Thanks again, Brock, for coming by. So we have a letter from Anonymous here. She said 5 months relationship, everything's going real smooth. But just recently, she stayed out late with a friend. They were texting back and forth. She got into her Uber to go home, and her phone died. When she got home, she was a little bit drunk, so she decided to go right to bed. The next morning, she found all types of missed calls and text messages. He was upset that she basically kind of disappeared on him. And now he wants her to share her location with him so she knows where she is at all times. And she's feeling like he's going a little bit too far. It's quote unquote too controlling. And is this something that is worth breaking up over, basically, is what she's asking.
Sure.
And you have, a difference of opinion that some people might think.
Yeah, I do. I was saying before we went to the music and commercial break that you should never have a limit on the way in which your partner should be protecting you. From the female perspective, your man is going to do what he thinks is necessary to protect his greatest asset, and that is you. If you want him to be in the role of protector, don't tell him how to do it. Mm. That is not something that you should be doing. That is something that is instinctual to him. And when something violates the patterns of what he feels is safe, he has every right to respond. Now, how he responds is what we're going to talk about, because I think a lot of women will be like, no, he can't just do whatever he wants. I get it. He can't do whatever he wants. But to tell him or to punish him for having a reaction is no bueno. Now, what he's trying to do is he's just trying to be prepared. He wants to have your location in case this happens again, not to track you, in case your phone dies again. That, by the way, is a big no-no. If it's nighttime, if you've been out with the girls and your phone dies, be ready. Me as a guy, if that happened with my wife, I'd be very upset. It's like, yeah. I have to be able to help you in case something happens, because when I took the vow to marry you, or, you know, and this is guys, maybe not even in the married stage, when we take the vow to protect you and you make it difficult for us, we're going to get mad at you for making our job more difficult. Like, show some empathy in the fact that if something happens, we are the ones that have to respond. We have to go pick you up. We have to go to respond to the side of the road if you have a flat tire. It is our job, usually, to respond to emergency situations. If something happens, you are going to call him, most likely. And when you make it difficult for him to do his protective duties, yeah, he's going to say something. He's going to be upset, and rightly so. Now, here's the thing is, like, is he overreaching by asking to have your location? It depends on if you are both willing to have each other's location and for safety reasons. And that's what this sounds like. It doesn't sound like he is not trusting you. Mm-hmm. That's not what this sounds like. It doesn't sound like he thinks, like, hey, my phone died, and has this idea that maybe you went and snuck off with some ex or anything like that. This is a safety thing. And I think he has every right to request that. And Anonymous, let him do his job. Let him protect you. It doesn't sound like he's infringing on your freedoms by any means. I mean, he's not, he's not going through your phone or things like that. I think that sharing your location, if you've done something like this, is a very wise move. If this happened in my relationship, I'd probably want something to ensure that if it happens again, that my wife doesn't just disappear. That stuff happens, ladies.
Right.
Bad things happen.
Of course. Well, that was one thing that kind of struck me when I read it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I would be upset too if I was the boyfriend.
Sure.
Only because all of a sudden, all he knew is I got into an Uber.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that was lights out.
As far as he knew. And there's so many stories. Like you said, it's a dangerous world out there. So I understood his furiousness. Now, say this didn't happen. How about that? How about say this scenario didn't happen, and then he's still asking that question? Maybe there's boyfriends out there or girlfriends out there that want their person's location, even if a scenario like this didn't happen. Is that still okay?
Perfect question, Gino. If it's for safety and safety only, not to just be like at work, seeing if they're also at work.
Yeah.
If it's just for safety, to make sure that if anything happens, hey, you're going out of the country, you're going to go on a girl's trip, like I want your location in case something happens. It's just a safety thing, and I think it's a very wise idea to kind of have that option to track your stuff. I mean, it's preventive maintenance. That's really what it is. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to do his job as a protector here. Now, what I did notice, and I haven't breached on this yet, was you two have been pretty much inseparable. So he's very used to a routine where he's able to kind of keep his eye on you, and safety isn't an issue. You're constantly checking in. And when something like this happens, your phone dies, you go silent at night after a girl's night, like, show just a little bit of empathy to your partner. And I would say this if the genders were reversed here. If a guy's phone died at night, ladies, you have every right to be concerned for his safety. Things happen. But I would really look at this as him just trying to do his job as a man and protecting you. And maybe you're upset more about the level of intensity that he is showing the concern and not so much the concern itself. Try to look a little bit past the energy in which he's bringing to it and just look at what it is that he's trying to fix. He's trying to make sure that you're safe. And I don't think any healthy woman would disagree or say, no, your man should never know where you are or anything like that. And like, if you're that hyper independent, you don't need to be in a relationship, because any man that's willing to be in a relationship with you is going to do what is necessary to protect you. And ladies, that's one of men's greatest tools, is our ability to protect. So don't get mad at him for trying to do that.
If anything, it's a communication opportunity for them to talk about maybe the way that he could express his anger or if he was upset.
Yeah, I agree completely.
As we always say, it comes back to communication. Excellent. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Thank you, Brock, of course, for the advice. If you have a question for Brock that you would like us to tackle, send in that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. And, of course, check out Brock. You can follow him on social media and go to BrockOlson.com on everything that he offers. Brock, appreciate the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.